The suggested donation for the private fundraiser was $2,500, but when Occupy Tampa's protesters found out they could pay anything they could afford to get in, several of them tried to get their foot in the door. Bill Livesey was shoved out the door by several guards.
Well, we tried to go in to let Governor Romney know why we were here protesting, and we were strong-armed out, because apparently if you don't have $2,500 to give him for a chicken dinner, then you're not going to be heard by Governor Romney. But that doesn't surprise me, since his largest contributor is Goldman Sachs. Perhaps you should think about the criminals at Goldman Sachs who extorted money from people all over this country, bankrupted them, took away their life savings, and they're not being pepper sprayed, they're not being strong-armed, they're free to live in their mansions in Greenwich, Connecticut and Beverly Hills, California, and we're out here under threat of arrest all the time for demanding economic justice. Something's wrong in this country, and we're not going to stop.
Moments after protester Becky Rubright was escorted out the back door, she began to reiterate the message she had attempted inside the museum using the people's mic.
Occupy Tampa!
Want you to know!
Rebecca Patnode had also tried to sneak in and said that she was able to get most of her message across.
How much help does Goldman Sachs, your top dollar campaign contributor, expect from President Romney in calling off the SEC investigation into their defrauding of investors while posting revenue of $51 billion last year?
Many of the protesters verbally chastised and confronted Romney supporters, but their protest was largely ignored, even with protesters mere inches away. But one of Romney's supporters, Zena Rosenblum, blamed not Goldman Sachs, but U.S. Representative Barney Frank and former U.S. Senator Chris Dodd for the financial meltdown.
If people who cannot afford $500,000 home shouldn't have been getting them, they didn't know any better. They were forced by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Barney Frank and... And as far as him getting money from Goldman Sachs or Wall Street, Obama has gotten more money from Wall Street than any of the Republican candidates.
Earlier in the afternoon, Romney met with about 100 supporters at the Tampa Port Authority. Because Herman Cain is weighing whether or not to keep his campaign going, some Republicans feel the race for the nomination is now between Romney and Newt Gingrich. President Barack Obama was a key target during Romney's speech. Many Republicans feel he doesn't have the private sector experience to revamp the U.S. economy.
Now, I know President Obama's a nice guy, but I just don't think he understands America. And I don't think he understands the economy. I think to create jobs, it helps to have had a job.
Romney said he chose the Tampa port as a backdrop for its role in promoting international trade.
It accounts for some $8 billion of support to the local economy. Manufactured products in Florida have gone through this port, have now doubled over the last 7 years. It's a major economic engine in Florida. And, of course, across the country, trade is a huge portion of what can create jobs.
While fostering new trade relationships with Asia was at the top of his list, he said that he would also crack down on dishonest trade stemming from China.
I do want to negotiate bilateral agreements with other nations so that we can get our goods in other places in the world. I do want to make sure that we crack down on people who cheat on trade deals, like China. Trade works well, but you have to make sure the people you're trading with follow the rules. And China hasn't been following the rules, and therefore we'll crack down on them and make sure they don't continue to cheat.
Bernie Jacques is a strong Romney supporter and said that his public and private experience is the right mix for fixing the American economy.
This country is is longing for jobs. I mean, jobs is the number one issue currently with this recession. And I think with the experience that Romney brings, actually being a job creator sets him apart from a lot of the other contenders. I know others will say Herman Cain has been in business his whole career, but Romney also couples that with also government experience, in which he was also a chief executive at the government level as a governor. And so those two experiences, both private sector as well as government, makes for a great combination for what this nation needs at the time, which is a job creation in a government that will learn the proper restraints of government to allow the private sector to take shape.
About 30 minutes after the standoff between protesters and fundraiser attendees, Occupy Tampa returned to the Ashley Drive sidewalk, where they held their general assembly. Tomorrow night, the group will attempt to begin occupying an as-yet-unnamed public park for 30 days. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.